I'd like to call the Senate State Affairs Committee meeting to order. It is Thursday, March 23rd in Juneau, Alaska. The time now is 3:31. I just want to remind folks to please turn off all cell phones. Members present today, Vice Chair Klayman, Senator Merrick, Senator Wilkowski, Senator Bjorkman, myself, Chair Kawasaki. Wanted to thank Joanna Crossett from Senate Records and Sydney Truitt, moderator with the Legislative Information Office. Today, on today's agenda, we will be going over Senate Bill 46, Brain Injury Awareness Month, and Senate Bill 28, Workplace Violence Protective Orders. First, we will go ahead and bring up Senate Bill 46 by Senator Tobin, and her staff is here, Mackenzie Pope. Welcome to the committee. Maybe you'd like to give us a quick summary of the bill.
Thank you very much. For the record, this is Lukey Tobin, Senator to District I. I'm actually going to pass it along to Mackenzie to do the introduction and the questions.
Hello. For the record, my name is Mackenzie Pope, and I'm staff to Senator Tobin. Senate Bill 46 would designate each March as Brain Injury Awareness Month in Alaska. This will help focus public attention on the prevalence of brain injuries and highlight ways to prevent these injuries.
We take any additional questions if you have them.
And are there any questions for Senator Tobin or Mackenzie Polk this time for Senate Bill 46? Hearing none, we're going to open up public testimony because we did not do that last time, maybe. But we are going to open it up now. And is there any public testimony here in the room or online for Senate Bill 46? We are indicating there are no one online for public testimony, and nobody in the room for public testimony. So we will close public testimony on Senate Bill 46. We have a fiscal note. Do you just want to read the fiscal note and record? Senator Merrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill establishes March as Brain Injury Awareness Month. The administration does not anticipate any programmatic effects to departments as a result of this legislation. Therefore, a zero fiscal note for all agencies is submitted.
Wonderful. Thank you, Senator Merrick. Are there any final questions for Senator Tobin? As a reminder, the Senate State Affairs Committee did hear this bill on March 14th. It was heard and held. We have no public testimony at this time. And we did hear invited testimony at the last meeting. So, hearing no further comments, if I can get a motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Bill 46, Work Order 33-LS0325/A, out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Are there any objections to moving the bill? Okay, hearing none, Senate Bill 46, Work Order 36-LS0325A is referred out of committee with individual recommendations in the attached fiscal note. We're not going to take a brief at ease, but we'll thank you for being here today. And we will go right into Senate Bill 28. Senate Bill 28, we also heard earlier last month on, let's see, when did we hear? We heard it in February. Just to remind folks, we heard Senate Bill 28 regarding workplace violent protective orders on February 23rd. It was heard and held. We did hold invited testimony, and we have the bill before us once again. Senator Klayman, did you have any comments you'd like to make before we open up public testimony?
Mr. Chair, I have nothing to add unless the committee has questions.
Are there any questions of committee? Seeing and hearing none, we'll go ahead and open public testimony on Senate Bill 28. Is there anybody in the room today or online who would like to testify for Senate Bill 28? Okay, hearing and seeing no public testimony, we will close public testimony. We have a fiscal note, if I can get Senator Merrick to read that into the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This legislation creates a new type of protective order, workplace violence protective order. Employers would be able to petition the court for a workplace violence protective order if the employee reasonably believes a person has committed an act of violence against the employer or employee or has made a threat of violence against the employer of an employee that can reasonably be construed as a threat that may be carried out at an employer's workplace. A violation of the provisions of the protective order would be the crime of violating a protective order, which is a Class A misdemeanor. The Criminal Division does not anticipate that the number of criminal referrals created by violations of workplace protective orders would create a fiscal impact to the division.
Thank you, Senator Merrick. Let's see, are there, any final comments or questions from the sponsor of the bill, Senator?
Closed public testimony.
I closed public testimony.
Oh, sorry.
Senator Clayman, do you have any final comments to make on the bill before we have a motion?
Nope, nothing additional.
Okay, if we can have a motion, Senator Merrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Bill 28, Work Order 33-LS0242/A, out of committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note.
Do we have any objections to moving Senate Bill 28? Hearing none, Senate Bill 28, Work Order 33-LS0242/A is referred out of committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note. This concludes the meeting for today. If there's no other comments, we will not have a meeting on Tuesday, the 28th of March. Our next meeting will be Thursday, March 30th at 3:30 p.m. On the agenda, we'll have a presentation from the Department of Military Veterans Affairs on the Alaska State Military Defense Force. We will also hear Senate Bill 71, the Governor's Bill on Pay for the Alaska State Defense Force. This meeting is now adjourned at 3:35 p.m.